Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussions, but are things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to explore the topic of being normal. Who is normal? What is normal? And why? You know, when we get into the discussion about normal, it can take a range of different directions. We can look at things that are generally practiced or accepted in society. We can look at things that we would say have moved from being a test to being proven. We can describe a normal circumstance as something that serves the majority. We could simply describe it as a situation that is typical or conforming to a standard. But when we dive into it, especially when we try to characterize normal from a personal level, we'll realize that maybe there's more abnormality in all of us. There's more abnormality in society than we're willing to accept. Because somehow, in my mind, normal tends to evolve. And it evolves from deviance. It evolves from experiments. So if you think of something like an airplane, somebody took a chance and tried something and it worked. In some cases, what now is deemed normal is the outcome of an accident. I'm sure when you use a post-it note, that wasn't the original design. It just happened out that way, and you know, here we are years later treating it as if it's something that is normal. Sometimes normal comes from resistance, where, you know, people fight. So you think of things like voting rights and freedom, democracy, and all the elements that people enjoy often come from resistance and people fighting against what was once normal, even though in a sense it was unfair, unethical, unacceptable to some, and therefore abnormal. There's a tendency to think that normal is good and abnormal is bad. But is that really so? And too often we get into a situation where the very thing that is needed in society, needed in our lives, needed in our families, needed in our workplaces, is actually the abnormal, the deviance, the experiments, the willingness to take a risk and to break away from the status quo, the willingness to accept the challenge of being different. And not just accepting the challenge, but accepting the fact that being different is okay. Accepting the fact that being abnormal is actually reasonably normal. Because when you think about a normal person and you think about the description of a normal person, sounds kind of boring to me. So a normal person is content with routines. A normal person is accepting of societal norms. A normal person is not necessarily deep and creative and looking to make changes. A normal person is so accepting of their circumstances and the norms around them that they tend to become judgmental. If that is what normal is, isn't it reasonable to say that maybe more people are not normal than we think they are, or worse yet, than they pretend to be? Because people like difference. And what is normal for you is not necessarily normal for me. And maybe what we should be discussing and what we should look at in the equation is the acceptance of differences. The acceptance of the fact that it takes all kinds to make the world go round. It takes all kinds to make society effective. And therefore, the labels of normal and abnormal, as misplaced as they are, may be really unnecessary at the end of the day. Because really, I would prefer to have an abnormal person, quote unquote, who is creative, who is looking to drive change, who is looking to make things better, who accepts the dysfunctions, but also accepts the challenge of fixing them. than somebody who considers themselves normal and just lives the same way over and over and over again. The other thing that we have to look at is our circles and how much we tend to conform to these circles in order to get acceptance, even when we are burdened by the very things that we want to be accepted for. We want to be accepted in a circle of wealth or a circle of intelligence or a circle of class. But nobody in there is trying to change it and make it better. Because as far as they're concerned, that is good enough. Even though deep inside you, you want more, you want better, you want something absolutely different. How do you bring your opinion of yourself into that circle without therefore becoming deviant? Especially if you're going to be true to yourself. The challenge, therefore, that all of us face as we try to understand and determine whether normal is really abnormal and whether normal is bad and abnormal is good, is the degree to which we, first of all, can accept who we are and thereafter accept people for who they are. It's a choice. And maybe the biggest part of this whole discussion is how willing, how capable, how committed people can be to that paradigm of accepting themselves, accepting others, and accepting that society requires these differences in order for it to make sense. Many years ago, a colleague of mine said something that resonated with me until today. He said that if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. In effect, what he was saying was this embracing of normal, this embracing of the status quo, this constant droning along is boring and possibly something that we should really think about as we live our lives. So that's the discussion for today. Are you normal? Are you abnormal? Who knows? It's time to go. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to Real Talk. Please like and share this episode. And if you want to leave a comment, please download the Podbean app. Until our next episode, stay positive, no matter what.